Well, food suppliers and distributors are calling for an urgent national plan amid growing alarm about the flow-on effect to hospitals and aged care facilities around the country. There's now a desperate plea to National Cabinet for a steady supply of free rapid antigen tests that can get food packing and deliveries back on track. Richard Forbes is the CEO of the Independent Food Distributors of Australia.
We had a big forum last night with about 20 peak bodies involved in the food supply chain in Australia. The message coming out across the food supply chain, which includes the farming sector, suppliers, manufacturers and food distributors, is that there are staff shortages of between 25 and 40%. This is an absolutely critical issue for us because it means that the move by the federal government and the medical officers to change the rules around close contact isolation is really, really important to see that change at National Cabinet tomorrow. That then means that instead of having food workers having to isolate for 7 days, they can take a RAT test, get a negative test on day one, and then go straight back to work.
Are you concerned about being able to access enough of the rapid antigen tests to be able to have that model?
I can't tell you how concerned we are about the ability to access RAT tests at the moment. It's okay to change the close contact isolation rules so that food workers can get back into the warehouses, so that truck drivers can get back on the road. But if you don't have RAT tests to do that day one test as a close contact, it defeats the purpose entirely. So our members are telling us that they just cannot get RAT tests in bulk. These small businesses are really, really suffering anyway because they have to pay for the RAT test to give to their workers. So, you know, I would call on governments to consider either making the tests free or at least subsidised for industries such as ours that provide food to 1,500 hospitals and aged care facilities. These are the most vulnerable in society. So we really need access to those RAT tests to keep the food going to those really, really important institutional facilities. One example of what's happening is I know a member who services 50 hospitals and aged care facilities. He has 175 staff in isolation out of 350. They have to pack and deliver 20 tonnes of food over two or three times a week to those hospitals and aged care facilities. If the rules don't change and if we can't get RAT tests, how can we then guarantee that we can get food to those most important peoples and those critical facilities around the country?
How are they improvising? How are they getting by? What's their contingency planning?
Some of our members, like 90% of our members, do service hospitals and aged care facilities, but also schools, military bases, prisons and childcare centres. How are they getting by at the moment? They are doing anything they can to try and find suppliers of RAT tests that can sell those RAT tests in bulk. We know the state governments have millions and millions of those tests for their health workers, and that's all fine. But surely if, say, New South Wales has 10 million tests, they can allocate some of those tests to what I would call critical industries, those industries that provide those essential services for the most vulnerable. That's the sick and that's the elderly.
How would you do that distribution? How would you see that being done in a fair and I suppose logical way? How do you do it?
I think the first thing to do at the moment is to establish a criteria on what really is a critical industry, and I think health and the care of the community is right up the top. So starting off with the criteria is the first point, and then I think it's just going to take sectors like ours that provide food, those organisations that provide medical supplies to hospitals and so on and so forth, them making themselves known to either the federal government or the state government so that they can get some help. Further, you know, I'm just putting a plea out to anyone listening that knows companies that are importing RAT tests at scale so we can get in touch with them so we can get our food workers in a position where they can test on day one so that they can keep working so that we can keep the supply chain moving.
Richard Forbes, the CEO of Independent Food Distributors Australia.